The Senate's $700 billion defense policy bill is far beyond what President Donald Trump had sought, and it sets the tone for America's military might in the next fiscal year. Now, the 1,200-page bill sets aside about $640 billion for basic Pentagon operations, which is $37 billion more than Trump requested. It also adds another $60 billion for a special war account for overseas operations in places like Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. Now, the mammoth spending bill got mammoth bipartisan support in the Senate. 89 senators voted yay, while only 8 voted nay. It needed just simple majority to pass. Now, getting into the nitty-gritty of the proposed National Defense Authorization Act, $141 billion is set aside for military personnel costs, including a 2.1% troop pay raise. $8.5 billion is for the U.S. Missile Defense Agency to defend against North Korea, while $705 million is for the Israeli Cooperative Missile Defense Programs, well more than what the Trump administration requested. Another $500 million will provide security assistance, including weapons, to Ukraine, and $100 million to help Balkan nations to, quote, deter Russian aggression. Now, in addition to spending allocations, senators proposed hundreds of amendments they hoped would be attached to the NDAA. Most were left off, but New Hampshire Democrat Gene Shaheen's amendment to ban the use of Russian-based Kaspersky lab software across the federal government was attached and passed. This comes a week after the Trump administration directed federal agencies to remove the software, saying the risk is too great to ignore, that the Russian government could use the private company software as a backdoor into the U.S. government. Now, more controversial amendments were left off the NDAA to promote its passing. But this will not be the final version. It must be reconciled with the House version before heading to the president's desk. The House passed its own plan in July, and the two do have differences. But while Congress seems to agree on very little these days, the National Defense Authorization Act is seen as a must-pass legislation and has been passed 55 straight years. Where it will run into trouble is with finances. The House and Senate versions both defy sequestration caps set in 2011. Democrats are not against blowing the cap, but they also want to see caps eased on non-defense spending and have pledged to block major increases in military spending without similar boosts to domestic programs.